Jesus says, on that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Jesus is inviting us to something much better than golden roads or quiet meadows. He is inviting us into a relationship of love, the very love that exists between the Father and the Son. He explains that this takes place through an advocate, through the Spirit of Truth. We understand this to be the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. Trinity is a concept that is difficult to understand. As children, we are simply told that it is a mystery, and they don't really change the story much when we become adults. It's still a mystery. But what Jesus is describing here is at its heart not that complicated. When Jesus speaks of relationship, he is speaking of love. Love that flows from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This loving flow doesn't exist just within the Trinity. You and I are invited into that flow. Jesus wants us to be a part of that love. He says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him. We were created in that relationship. That is heaven. Not a place somewhere far off, where you'll be one day, but in loving relationship with God, here and now. Maybe this is not how we conceive of heaven, but is that really that strange? John the Evangelist stresses many times the unity of Jesus and God, a oneness available to believers through Jesus. None of us may have seen him. Again, if you have, I'm going to talk to you later. But I'm willing to bet some of you have at least had the Deacon's Deeds homily, I was thinking of what we're about to profess on the belief in the communion of saints, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Let us profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. The God who loves us will surely hear our prayers, and so we are bold to make them known. Then all members of the Church witness to the world their choice to live and love as Jesus commands, and we pray to the Lord.
Oh,
You are